From Richmond Fellowship, this is Radio Sparky.
Welcome to the podcast, which shines the spotlight on the excellent work happening at Richmond Fellowship Services across the country. I'm Matt Webb, Communications and Marketing Officer, and joining me this month is Becky, an IPS Employment Advisor at our services in Wiltshire. So Becky, just tell me a bit about your service and where you work.
I'm based in the IPS Employment Services, which helps people within their mental health recovery to look for paid employment. It sort of increases their confidence and helps give them a purpose again and to kind of reinitiate themselves back into society.
And just tell us about what a day in an employment service looks like for you as an employment advisor.
Honestly, every day is completely different. On a Monday morning, it's generally admin checking emails. We have a group meeting every Monday morning to catch up on our caseloads, discuss any clients that are potentially in crisis. And then a day can be employer engagement, which is going around to chat to various employers, discussing any potential job vacancies. Then it can be client meetings, so meeting the client face-to-face in the community, discussing their needs and expectations of the service, what kind of roles they're looking for, and generally it's always a bit of admin at the end of the day as well.
And just tell us about your journey to becoming an employment advisor.
So I experienced quite severe bullying in a previous workplace. It gave me quite bad depression and anxiety, so I sought help, but wasn't unaware of the Richmond Fellowship at the time, but it prompted me to get into this role so that I could help support others who needed a service as I did and didn't realise it was available at the time. And my aim really is to ensure that other people never feel as sort of alone as I did.
That's a very similar story to me. I mean, I was bullied in the workplace as well and ended up leaving my paid employment. How did you find it when you were in between jobs?
It was really scary, actually, mostly from the financial side. But luckily, I am a creative writer, so I was actually able to spend the time working on a novel, which meant I did have a bit of purpose during the day. It got me out of bed and something to look forward to. But naturally, there were also dark days where, you know, it was so important just to get out of the house, just to go for a walk, because you can dwell on your own thoughts and kind of fester, really. And that obviously can be quite an unpleasant place to be in.
Obviously, you work on the front line. What kind of impact do our employment services have on the people we support?
Such a strong impact. I mean, I've had quite a few success stories where I've helped young people kind of in the early 20s age bracket, where they've left university, gone through sort of a bit of a mental health crisis, haven't known what to do next. And I've been able to support them in approaching employers, just helping them gain confidence, helping sort of get their CVs ready. And they're different people by the end of working with me and, you know, so much more confident and have a purpose in life again, which is just a joy to see.
And of course, you work out in the community. We can certainly hear that in the background of the interview at
yeah,
the moment.
Absolutely.
How do you find sort of working with service users in cafes and places like that?
Generally, it's quite good. Most cafes are really supportive. It's a kind of neutral environment for the client as well. We can get them a coffee. It just makes it really informal. We can have a casual chat. And what I can then do is do my admin a bit later, which is kind of the more serious part, as long as I've extracted the information in quite a casual, you know, friendly kind of way.
And why do you enjoy your role?
It's really rewarding. That's the main thing for me. I love helping people. I love seeing the difference that I can make to somebody just by being that link between them and the employer. Just bridging the gap, really. It's so fulfilling and yeah, it's brilliant. I love this job.
And just tell us about some good news stories about people you've supported as well.
So I've recently had a girl who she was suffering from an eating disorder and she was also self-harming quite regularly. Her GP signed her off as unfit to work. I fought against that, got her an interview with a specialist care company that deals with mental health. She's now been working with them for a couple of months, doing 10 hours a week. That's due to be increased to 25 hours and eventually she'll be full time. She's fully supported by the company she's working with and they're going to put her through various qualifications as well, just to sort of ensure she can fulfill her maximum potential. And she's like a different person. She's really, really doing well. And the GP has obviously signed her back on is fit to work again.
That's really good to hear. And would you recommend Richmond Fellowship as a good place to work?
Oh, absolutely. The support that you get as an employee, regardless of whether you have mental health issues or not, is incredible. There's always extra training opportunities. They're always supportive if you've got a client who's in a particularly difficult situation, because occasionally there will be crisis situations. They're incredibly supportive. Compassionate leave is offered in the event of a client death due to mental health, for example. And yeah, they do really put their staff first. It's really, really nice.
Becky, thank you very much for joining me on Radio Sparky today and obviously telling your story as well. That's very inspiring. Thank you very much indeed.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Radio Sparky.